Newly elected legislators are finding their way at the state capitol. More than a quarter of the members in the Assembly and Senate are freshmen after legislative districts were redrawn last year. There are 23 new Democratic lawmakers in the Assembly and 8 new Republicans. Here and Now reporter Aditi Debnath met with 2 new state reps now a month into the legislative session.
I, full disclosure, am completely overwhelmed.
We sat down and I said, let's do this, and we went 100 miles an hour from there.
Representatives Lindy Brill and Angelina Cruz are newbies in the Wisconsin Assembly.
It's a new job. It's a new environment. It's a big building. even getting my directions down has been a challenge, but I'm excited for the challenge.
They spent the first few days after inauguration getting their bearings in the Capitol ahead of the first session.
I keep describing it as like speed dating with different governmental departments. Like you get like the quick overview and then they're like, here's our card. You can reach out at any time and then you move on to the next one.
As they begin budget season, Brill and Cruz represent the changing face of Wisconsin politics, bringing fresh perspectives to the state legislature. Representative Brill is one of 8 Republican rookies in the Assembly, representing the 27th district.
The easiest way to describe it would be if you take Sheboygan, so town of Wilson, city of Sheboygan, then town of Sheboygan. I'm pretty much everything around it, all the way west to Fond du Lac and down. So Tichita would be the edge of my district, all the way down to like Cascade and then over to I-43.
On the other side of the aisle, Representative Angelina Cruz is one of 23 new Democrats in the Assembly, representing District 62.
The vast bulk of it is the city of Racine. It stretches to the north, it's Racine and then North Bay, and it stretches up to Wind Point, and then it covers a sliver of Caledonia and a sliver of Mount Pleasant.
While both Brill and Cruz are first-time lawmakers, they represent opposite ends of the partisan spectrum, each seeking to make their mark on Wisconsin politics. Representative Brill made headlines in her first week after sitting out the vote where Assembly Speaker Robin Voss won a record 7th term in that office.
I just felt we needed to head in a more conservative direction. I think there's sometimes some things that went a little more moderate than I would have voted for. But I respect the way the vote went, and I look forward to working with leadership and knowing that trusting that they'll lead us where we need to go.
In contrast to Brill, Cruz brings a progressive perspective to Madison as the first Latina to represent Racine and a member of the LGBTQ community. She ran unopposed in the newly drawn District 62.
We had been the most gerrymandered state in the country. And that these more fair maps presented an opportunity to actually be in the state house and be an advocate in a way that potentially could be more effective.
Cruz is the president of her local teachers union and first got involved in politics when the state legislature passed Act 10 in 2011, which made it harder for teachers to unionize.
Yeah, I'll open it up for debate.
I feel like everybody wants to talk about money, right? It's budget season.
Her top priority going into this budget session is funding for public schools.
People just want a hand up in terms of meeting basic needs. That's mostly what I heard on the doors. The opportunity to purchase a home, the opportunity to send their kids to school, just to have like just their basic needs met.
On Monday, she met with union teachers at Schulte Elementary in her district. They shared concerns about an April referendum and how they'll support their students if it doesn't pass. Representative Cruz says the answer is in the state budget.
I encourage you strongly to use your teacher voices, call your legislators, let them know, like, this is, you need to fully fund public schools. You need to fully fund special education. That's something the state superintendent, Jill Enderle, put into her recommended budget to the governor.
In Sheboygan, Representative Brill got started in politics young.
My mom had kind of always been the political one in our house. We spent many times talking about the pro-life movement, how we wanted to be a part of protecting the unborn. Campaign manager was good friends with my mom, and he came to her funeral, and I promised him I would carry on the torch.
Brill took over her mother's hobby farm after her passing.
This time of year, production's down a little bit.
She says she ran with the goal of protecting life beginning at conception, an issue she won't compromise on.
And I know that's probably not one that I'm going to reach across the aisle and probably have a lot of conversations about, but I do think there are others.
Heading into the budget, her priority is addressing the fentanyl crisis in her district.
Being able to see how people struggle in our community was one of my main pushers to want to go to Madison to see change for them.
Brill works at Samaritan's Hand, a faith-based drug and alcohol treatment center, and was named vice chair of the Committee on Mental Health and Substance Abuse Prevention.
These are people I've cared about. These are people I've called family. I've lost, and people still here. My dad has been sober for 12 years, and his journey was a part of me wanting to get involved in here.
Back in Madison, Representatives Brill and Cruz continue navigating their first term in the legislature. Cruz says she's never felt more like a grade schooler.
One of the things I always liked about teaching is working with kids. They bring such new and fresh perspectives and are excited about everything.
She says that in a way, there are 31 new kids under the dome.
Maybe that's you can assign that to our naivete about what we're about to experience, but I like to think it brings an energy that maybe is needed at this moment in time.
Throughout our state, we have constituents who have elected Republicans and Democrats to represent us. So at the end of the day, we're called to work together to best represent our people.
Reporting from Sheboygan and Racine, I'm Aditi Devnath for Here and Now.